I've been glued to the news since Charlottesville. When my source of information is on cable TV, I flip between the big three networks to get a sense of what all sides are saying. The pundits have little in common except for a sentiment I've heard several times in recent days. It goes something like, "What happened in Charlottesville is un-American." I was admittedly a mediocre student, but even I've read enough history books to know that the Nazi flag-waving Ku Klux Klansmen marching through the streets of Charlottesville last week are totally American. We fought a war over slavery, the quintessential form of institutionalized racism. Later, and really not so long ago, we found new ways of institutionalizing racism, by mandating what drinking fountains people of color could use or where they were allowed to eat lunch. Some white people strung black people from trees, brutally murdering them. Through the eugenics movement, which began in the early 20th century, whites found creative ways of showing that people who were different from them were less smart and capable. The mistake I made is in assuming that those events were gathering dust in history books. Black Lives Matter and similar movements have been trying to tell me, as a white person, that racism is alive and well and that I'm not doing enough to stop it. I'm ashamed that it took Charlottesville for me to realize that venting my frustration to friends and family and yelling at the TV from the comfort of my living room is not good enough. As a white person, I have power and access to institutions that people of color do not. I have a responsibility to help them. Similarly, as a woman, I have less power and access to the same institutions that a white man does. I need him to help me. Our country is a reflection of us. The things we say and do can only be called American. What happened in Charlottesville was not un-American. It's just not the America so many of us aspire to. With a perspective, I'm Kate Levin.